You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Some really exciting news now here on RNIB Connect Radio about the RNIB Legacy Garden, designed by multi-award-winning garden designer, broadcaster, lecturer and plantsman Paul Harvey Brooks for the RHS Royal Horticultural Society's Flower Show, Wentworth Woodhouse 2025, which runs from the 16th to the 20th of July 2025. This will be a wonderful garden, and through the design, planting, use of sculptures and much more besides, the RNIB Legacy Garden will give people the opportunity to explore what it might be like to live with sight loss, enabling the wider public to experience and see the garden and the world through the eyes of someone who's visually impaired. The garden will also be a deeply tactile space, using texture, form, colour and sound to create a truly immersive experience for everyone, whether they are visually impaired or sighted. I'm delighted to say that Paul Harvey Brooks joins me now to tell me a little bit more about why he designed the RNIB Legacy Garden at the RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025. Hello, Paul, and great to have you with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me. You made that sound really quite amazing. I'm slightly daunted now.
So firstly, Paul, tell me how you got into horticulture and garden design, as I know some of your gardens have won a number of RHS Gold Awards and other awards over the years.
Well, I think I'm of a generation that if you were not desperately academic at school, you were largely written off. And I didn't have the mindset to be academic as a teenager. I wanted to be outside. So I was kind of pushed into growing plants, and they became a bit of a refuge. Then I wanted to study them more. Then I realized there was so much I didn't know about them, like the shared knowledge, the way that we give plants to each other, the kind of historical background that comes with them. And I just went on a discovery of plants. So I was trained at a botanic garden. And then latterly, I was sat in green spaces and I thought, actually, this is quite interesting because you have plants and then you have people who, you know, don't know what's going on in their personal life. You really don't know where they've come from in life to the moment you meet them. But you could see how they kind of changed in a green space, even if it's just like lying down and looking at the sky, but feeling like greenery around you, hearing the natural world. And I thought, oh, actually, that's what I could do. I could put plants with gardens, and maybe like for 5 minutes, people would feel something different.
And I know, Paul, that you've designed another legacy garden before, and I wondered what persuaded you to work on the RNIB Legacy Garden for RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025.
Well, quite a few years ago, I did make another garden for the RNIB. I think it was around 2013. So I was already interested, like just fascinated by kinds of existences that aren't the same as my own. Because I think the more you try and understand other people, the more we understand what binds us as a group of people rather than what separates us. And then I worked on the other garden that you've mentioned, which was a different legacy project, which was very personal. So it was quite a different experience. But some of the team in the interim period crossed over to the RNIB. And then they said, look, we're thinking about this garden. We like your approach, which was very flattering. What would you do? What would you want to say? And I thought, do you know what? What I really want to say is it's really easy to overlook things like visual impairment because we simply can't see them. So how do we make people experience it and understand just a little bit of what a challenging world it is when you're kind of outside of the things that you just preconceive as your everyday? So that was my starting block.
And Paul, you are known for having a plants-first approach to your garden design. And is this the same for the RNIB Legacy Garden?
Yes and no. Yes, because plants are always the first thing for me. So I was kind of thinking about, okay, well, what, you know, kind of contrasting colours in a design composition would stand out more and be more visibly legible. That was one element. Then I thought, what happens if you kind of begin to experience the space? What kind of textures might be interesting? And then I really kind of came back to this idea that, well, if I have full sight, how am I going to experience somehow what it's like not to have that, so I can be a little bit more understanding about other people's everyday experience. So it's kind of a mash of all of those things coming together.
And I think the garden's going to be a real feast for the senses, thinking about smell and texture and planting and paving, and also the wonderful colours of the plants too, for those people who do have some useful vision. Is thinking about the senses something that you and your fellow designers think about, and also thinking about access for everyone as well?
Well, I can let you into a little secret, which I try to keep hidden for most of my working career. I have no sense of smell. So I am wholly reliant on growers and people who work with me to tell me if something smells nice or not. So I'm hoping it will work really nicely and it will have that. But I mean, I literally have no idea. I could stand in a busy street full of all of those scents that you get and I smell nothing. So I'm hopeful, but I don't know.
And obviously, the R&IB Legacy Garden is obviously a showcase of how gardens can be accessible. And gardening is for everyone as well, even if you don't have a garden. But even if you have like a windowsill and you can put a couple of plants on there in pots, or maybe a balcony. And gardening is for everyone, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. I think even if you have one plant on a windowsill, even if you don't have access to outside space, there are plants that grow indoors. And they clean the air, they make you feel better. And for me, there's something about plants that connect us to a timeless quality. Our time, whether we like it or not, is really, really brief. So I sometimes think it's really comfortable to be connected to the living world, because you may feel like part of you won't be here, but part of you will be. And I just think gardening does something that the other arts, because gardening is also an art, it does something that the other arts can't do. And it reminds us of our kind of place in the bigger picture of the living world.
And Paul, do you have any tips on plants that would be easy to look after, that would give off wonderful smells and beautiful plants and flowers that would be good either indoors or on a windowsill or outside on a balcony?
Well, I think some of the easiest plants we can grow are herbs, actually, because they come from a climate of neglect, so largely from the Mediterranean. So they don't mind if you forget to water them. They don't mind if they're baked in the sun. They're pretty tough and forgiving. They normally have really good scent. So you can grow them. They have good scent. They have nice flowers. So even like sage has a really nice flower. Rosemary flowers really, really early. It's one of the first things in February. So you can grow them, you can smell them, and you can cook with them. So for me, if you had limited space, those would be the plants I would go for.
And is there anything particular about the design for the R&IB Legacy Garden that sort of you think is a real sort of, I suppose, you know, a piece of the garden that's a real showstopper?
Well, I'm hoping we're developing these things which I'm calling site pods, and they're a kind of collapsible wooden building, and they will be covered in this semi-transparent fabric which kind of mimics some forms of eyesight loss. And what I want to do is that when you stand in there, because you know, you have these things where you can put on glasses and imagine what it's like, but you can see round glasses, like sunglasses, you can see round them, so it's not immersive. And I want people to be able to walk into these kind of buildings, and regardless of what they try and look at, they are seeing it through different eyes. And I think that for me will be one of the kind of highlights, because it will really make people stop and think about what's going on.
And I think gardening and being outside is so good for us all. And I think the one thing that maybe came out of the COVID pandemic was everyone's closer connection to nature and outside, which I hope people are still continuing to explore. And being outside is so good. You know, even if you don't have a garden or any outside space, we do have all the wonderful parks and gardens that you can go and visit for a bit of time on your own, a bit of space to maybe relax and think, which I think is something that we all need to have now and again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're really lucky. We have really, really good public spaces and parks in this country. I had dinner with some friends of mine who were visiting gardens in Italy, and they said, oh, you know, they're really quite depressing. They're not really looked after to the same way. But we've managed to turn like public spaces into a real art form, and everybody loves an English garden. So even if you don't have a space that's your own, I can guarantee you in almost every town, village, wherever, there is a community gardening project that you can go and be involved with if you wanted, or there's just a green space you can go and sit and enjoy and just do it on your own.
And I suppose, Paul, what would you like visitors to the R&IB Legacy Garden at the RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025 to come away with after visiting the garden, whether they're sighted or visually impaired?
So I guess we have like two objectives. There's the objective of the R&IB to talk about this and get people thinking about it. Also, the kind of legacy element, which is really important, about leaving a gift in a will so that research and work can carry on. That's really important. But my personal thing really is not so much at the garden, it's the week, the month after, when you see somebody in the street and you then have a different perception of what their life might be like and you're a little bit more understanding. So maybe we won't have like shopkeepers putting billboards out in the middle of the street and then changing where they've put it the next day. We won't have construction companies putting up ramps and things without any signage. So the street, instead of being comfortable for everybody, is a bit of a war zone for people who aren't used to things moving. And I'd like people to understand that. So for me, that's what I hope is the kind of bigger picture, that people think, actually, yeah, this is great for me because I've got 100% vision. Fine, I take that for granted. But it's not great for everybody. And how can I make it more comfortable for people not like me?
And do you have a website, Paul, where people can go to find out more about you and your designs and your gardens?
Yes, so if you just type in Paul Harvey Brooks, something will come up to do with a garden or Instagram, basically.
Well, for more about the Royal Horticultural Society and the RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025, do visit rhs.org.uk. And if you would like to leave a gift in your will to the RNIB or would like to find out anything more about supporting the work that the RNIB does, do visit rnib.org.uk/legacy. Thank you so much indeed, Paul, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about your designs for the RNIB Legacy Garden at the RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025.
Thank you very much. It's been great coming and sharing just a little bit of what we're aiming to do.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.